Okay, today we're going to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the seventh parak of Maseches Trumos, and we're continuing to discuss if a person who is not authorized to eat Trumos does eat Trumos. Now, previously we were talking about a person who did so b'shogeg. So when you do so b'shogeg, there's a chiyuv to pay an extra chumash. They pay back the regular plus the exact value plus an extra 25%. Now we're going to talk about, let's say you didn't do it b'shogeg, you did it b'mezid. Ha'ochel Truma b'mezid. A person ate Truma b'mezid. Someone who's unauthorized to eat truma, so he has to pay back. You have to compensate for stealing, but you don't have to pay back the extra 25%. And the assumption is, wait a second, if you do it b'shoge, you have to pay this extra penalty. Doing it b'mezid is worse. Shouldn't you for sure have to pay this extra penalty? So the assumption is that sometimes we assume that a punishment for a lesser avera is not going to be sufficient punishment for a greater avera, because punishments are not just meant to torture people. It's meant to provide a person with kapara. So when you do a lesser avera, sometimes kapara is more readily available. But when you do a greater avera, sometimes that kapara is not readily available. That's one of the explanations given for the Talmudic principle of ein onshin min hadin, that we do not apply an onesh based on a kal v'chomer, because an onesh works for a lesser avera does not mean that the onesh will also work for a more severe avera, because the onesh is meant to provide kapara, so maybe it's not going to be enough to provide kapara. So you have a similar thing over here. Paying the chomesh will provide kapara when what you violated was an avera b'shogek, but paying the chomesh is not going to provide kapara when you violate an avera b'mezid. Hatashlum and chulin, when you do pay back just for the keren, for the actual value, so that which you pay back doesn't become truma, it stays chulin. And since it's just payment for the loss of money to the Kohen has the right to be mochel, such a thing. Meaning this is unlike when it came to the Chomesh. The Chomesh is not really about the Kohen. It's not really about compensating the Kohen. So the Kohen didn't have a right to be mochel, the Chomesh. But when it comes to just paying back a Kohen for loss that he had, then that you're allowed to do. If someone ate truma by accident, you pay both the keren and the chomesh, and paying the keren itself serves two purposes. It compensates the kohen for his loss, and it fulfills the obligation that if you do an aver b'shogeg, you have to replace the truma that you ate. So the kohen can be mochel you for the chiyuv of compensation, but he can't be mochel you for the chiyuv to replace truma. So even if he's mochel, it's not going to work. That's when you ate something b'shogeg. But over here, we ate it b'mezid. The assumption is that the entire reason for the payment is just to compensate the kohen for what he lost, and therefore, since that's the purpose of his mochel, it's going to work. Now, Mishnah Beis talks about bas kohen shenises liyisrael. Let's say you have a daughter of a kohen, marries Yisrael. So the halacha is when she marries Yisrael, she's no longer allowed to eat truma. But v'achar kach achlu truma, she chose to eat truma anyway. So mishalemes is keren ve'in mishalemes is a chomesh. She does, even if she did it b'shogeg, where normally you would have to pay the chomesh, but since she's really a bas kohen, she does not pay the chomesh. Why? So the Bartanur explains, the kohenesi, because in reality she's a kohen. Uksiva kol zar lo yochol kodesh yatzazos she'ina zara, that only someone who's a stranger to truma, who's a foreigner to truma, has to pay the extra chomesh. She is not a foreigner to truma, and it could be that not only that, in the future it could be that she'll go back to eating truma, because if she ever gets divorced or her husband dies, she goes back to her father's house and eats truma again. So she is not someone who's foreign to truma, and therefore she does not pay a chomesh. But umisasa b'sreifa, and not only that, she also retains a sense of kahuna in that umisasa b'sreifa. The halacha is that if a woman cheats on her husband, she's chayiv chenek. But if a kohen cheats on her husband, she's chayiv sreifa. So what about a kohenes who's married to a Yisrael? Do we assume that the misa is b'sreifa like a bas kohen? And the answer is yes, her misa is going to be b'sreifa. Nisei sechem b'kol b'supin, if a bas kohen, though, marries someone that's puzzled to her, she marries, meaning she marries or has a bia with someone, like a nachri or something like that, so then mishalem has keren v'chamesh. Then if she loses her kahuna status, she becomes a chalala, and because of that, if she eats truma by mistake, she's going to have to pay a keren and a chamesh, and the misas b'chenek, and her misa is going to be b'chenek. Divrei Meir, that's Rav Meir's sheet. Chum say zuv zuv mishalmel says a keren vein mishalmel says a chamesh. No, both the case of a bas kohen who marries Yisrael and the case of a bas kohen who marries a posel, they both still retain their status of a kohenes, and if they eat truma b'shogeg, they pay the keren, not the chamesh, umisasim b'sreifa, and they have misa sreifa and not misas chenek, because according to the chamim, a bas kohen is always going to be a bas kohen even after she marries someone who's posel. So when the Torah says bas kohen is chayiv sreifa, that would include her as well. So to quickly review what we learned today, so in Mishnah Aleph we learned that when you eat truma b'mezid, someone who's not allowed to eat truma eats truma b'mezid, there is no chomesh payment, and the kohen could be mochel the payment because it's all chul and it's just compensation. And in Mishnah Beis we learned that if a bas kohen marries a Yisrael, she still retains a kahuna status in that if she eats truma she does not pay the chomesh, and if she cheats on her husband she's chayiv sreifa, but if she marries one of the psulin, so then it's a machlokas whether she retains her kuhuna status. Whereas Rav Meir says if she marries a psula, she does not retain her kuhuna status for either one of those halachos. She would have to pay the chomesh. She would not be chayiv sreifa. She'd be chayiv chenek. Whereas the chum say no. Even in such a case, she retains her kuhuna status, and therefore she would be chayiv sreifa for cheating on her husband, and she would not have to pay the chomesh if she ate the truma b'shogeg. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel.